Let us get into the new week with Mitzvah 84, Mitzvah Pei Dalet. Mitzvah, we finished all the Mitzvah of Dayanim, so now we have every day a new topic. So we start off with Shemitah, then tomorrow we have Shabbos, then we have Avodah Zarah, a couple of related to Avodah Zarah, then we have Yantif. That's what's on the schedule for this week. Okay, Ezrat Hashem. Says the Chinuch, Mitzvahs Shemitas Karkos. The Mitzvah of Shemitas Karkos. Letting my land be ownerless. It's a hard word to translate. Shemitas Karkos. There's also a mitzvah called Shemitas Ksafim. Not collecting my loans. What does that have to do with letting my land be free? So it's a hard word to translate. So let's just define the mitzvah. Lahafkir, says the Chinuch, is to make ownerless. Kol masha totzi ha'aret bashana ha'shviyas. To make ownerless everything that grows in my field during the Shemitah year, during the seventh year. Shehi nikreis mipnei ha'maisa azeh shizchayavnu bashanas ha'shmita. The name Shemitah comes from the word in this pasuk. Va'yizke b'peiroseah kol arot lazakos. Therefore, whoever wants to eat the fruit of Shviyas, of Shemitah, can do that. Shin emar, as the pasuk says, va'hashviyas tishmetena unitashta. You shall be shamot. You shall, as Chazal understand it, go away from it and make it ownerless. Unetashta, and leave it alone. Va'achlu evyonei amcha, so that the poor people of your nation can eat it. The yisram tochal chayas asada, and the rest can be eaten by the animals. Keintasa lachar mechal azisecha, so you should do to your vineyard, so you should do to your olive trees. This is the mitzvah, one of the many mitzvahs related to Shemitah. The Ksava Kabbalah just points out, even specifically to this one, and then we'll get to the general issues of Shemitah, is the word unetashta is a very gives off a very extreme understanding of going away from. Tishmetena is to make it ownerless. Unetashta, says the Ksava Kabbalah, Shem netisha hunach al bitol kol yichus dvekus v'his kashrus im davar. It's not only not, let's say, working the land, but it's not even focusing on the land, not being shayach to the land. She'enu mevatel ha'esek imo bilvad, avo mevatel kol inyan asher al yodo efshar, she'yielo od eze yichus, v'etstarfesim adavar. V'hu inyan hesach hadas, she'beloshen chazal. This is what we call hesach hadas. I'm totally not thinking about something. It's totally not on my mind. That's what the Torah demands in this mitzvah of Shemitas Karka. Not only do I have to let my land not work my land and make it ownerless, but this mitzvah is making it ownerless, but I have to totally get it out of my head, not on my mind. Shemisiach daitum and adavar lebli hiztakel bo od klal. V'hu lashon garua yoser milashon aziva. V'amarkanu unetashta, and that's this chiyuv. She milvad shelo yelo esek em avodas adama, ki im gam shetasiach daitecha, mimena kol ikar ki ilu eina shelcha. As if it's not yours. So imagine what a high level chiyuv, maybe we'll get back to this later. It's an unbelievably high demand, according to the Ksava Kabbalah, the Torah is demanding for us, not just to make it ownerless, but not to have it in my mind. Imagine giving over my bank account to somebody else during this year, and I'm not going to think about it. Do whatever you want with it. It's open for everybody to make withdrawals. I give out my ATM card to whoever comes. That's what this mitzvah is. By the livelihood. It's the whole field. Anybody wants to come, can come. That's the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us every 7 years. Again, we know all sevens are special. As we have today, we have Shemitah. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we have another mitzvah related to Shabbos. What are the sevens do we have? Yovel, which we'll have Be'ez Hashem in Bahar, it's the seventh. After seven Shemitahs, David HaMelech was the seventh child of Yishai. According to most, Chanoch was the seventh person to live in history, going from Adam HaRishon, going straight in that line. Chanoch, we know, is special. Kilakach to Elokim, he never died. That's why he only lived for 365 years, not like everybody else then, who lived for longer, but he was such a tzaddik, he was taken away. That's what the Medrash says right here on our, the Medrash says in Vayikra Rabbah, Perachavtes, Kol HaShvi'im Chavivin. Bishanim Shvi'i Chaviv Shenemar Vashvi'is Hishpatenu Unetashta. That's the Torah Shlema quotes it in Oz Kuflam and Zion, quotes that Medrash and Vayikra Rabbah on our pasuk. Okay, so we continue. This is the mitzvah of Shemitas Karka, to be mafkir, to let ownerless all of the karka. V'lashon Mechilta, and he quotes the Mechilta, V'halo Kerem V'zayis Bechlal Haya. Why does the Torah specify vineyards and olive groves? Right, it's everything. Klomar Sherosha Pasuk Shemar Tishmetenu Natashta Yichlo Komashi Yismach Baretz. The first part of the pasuk says make everything ownerless. What does the Torah have to specify? Vineyards and olives. L'hakish L'karem Shar Mina Ilan. all trees, lulamed, shekamoshish karam asevalosa say, shahari beferish nechtav is invaded in Zerechalosiv. Sar kamochin kosher ilam. Why did it say? Because if you look later in the Torah, the beginning of Parshas Bahar, there are losases written by vineyards. So what the Torah is saying is that there's an asay and a losasay by all types of trees. The major area where Shemitah is discussed, as we know, is the beginning of Parshas Bahar. There we have a number of mitzvahs related. We have the mitzvah Shinchav Vav and the Chidach not to work the land. We have the Isser Shinchav Zayin not to work the trees. Shlon Avar Avodah Gam Ilonos Bashana Hashvias. We have the third, Shinchav Ches, Shlon Nixer Svichem. There's an Isser Daraisa to cut what grows by itself during Shemitah. Shlo nixer mashet, in order for business purposes. Shetatzmiach haaretz me'atzma b'shana shviyas. V'lo mashet tatzmiach b'shana zubi mashet nizr b'shana shisas. Not what, based on what we planted in the 6th year. That's called this. Rav Svichin. Shin chavtes. Shelo ne'asov peros ha'ilon b'shviyas. We're not allowed to gather the fruit. Kederach sha'osed osov kalashana. The way that we gather it the whole year. We have to do it in some kind of unusual way. Right, that's the halachas that we'll get to. Shin chavtes, shin lamed. Right, we have the mitzvah of counting the Shemitahs all the way until Yovel. So there are many mitzvahs related to Shemitah, almost all of them at the beginning of Parshas Bahar. There is one more mitzvah in Sefer Shmos, which is going to come up later on in mitzvah Kuf Yud Beis, in Parshas Kisisa, last week's Parsha, where the mitzvah is all of those that I just read at the beginning of Bahar, Losa says. The other asay related to Shemitah is related to the land, is Kuf Yud Beis, later on in this volume, mitzvah shvisas ha'aretz b'shnas ha'shmitah. It's a mitzvah asay not to work the land. So there are two separate mitzvahs asays. Mitzvah asay not to work the land, mitzvah asay to let the land be free, be ownerless. Those are the two mitzvahs asay in Sefer Shmos, related to Shemitah. Shemitah's ksafim, not collecting loans, that's a whole other area and topic related to Shemitah. But this is the part of Shemitah that focuses on the land, and that is Shemitah's karka. Good. Says the Chinuch now, next paragraph. Bishar Shia Mitzvah, what's the shirt behind the Mitzvah? Many ideas given here in the Chinuch and in other, Mefarshim. Number one, what does the Chinuch say? Likvo abili benu, ulit sayer, tsir chazak b'machshav asenu. It's to make permanent and make set in our hearts the idea, inyad chidash ha'olam, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Kisheshes yam masa Hashem esmaim vesa'aretz. Uvayam hashvi shalo bara davar. Hashem created the world, and on the 6th, 7th day, He did not create anything. Hichtiv menucha al atzmo. Kaviyachol, it's as if he rested. Uloman heisir v'la'akar ulasharesh b'rayonenu davar hakadmus. And to uproot the idea of kadmus, which means the world was always here. Right? It wasn't any creation. The world was always here. We can't explain it, but the world was always here. Asher ya'aminu ha'kofrim b'Torah, like those who deny the veracity of the Torah believe. Ubo ya'arsu kol pinosel, and this type of belief destroys everything. V'yifritzu chavosel, will break down the walls. That's why we have many mitzvahs related to this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in charge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator, the borei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mashgiach, the one who's constantly in charge. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the oseh hakol. Says the Chinuch now, Ba'achol v'aleinu lo'tzi kol zmaneinu yom yom b'shana v'shana. Every day and every year, we have to do something to remember this. So every day we do it, counting to the week. Every year, so every day is Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. There's no separate names of the week. There's not even separate names of the months in Yahadus. And there's also no separate names of the year. The first year is Yom Rishon L'Shmita. Yom Shana Rishona L'Shmita. Shana Shnia L'Shmita. Shana Shlishi L'Shmita. That's what it is. And even during the weeks, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. Shaldavar Zed L'Mno Sheish Shana V'Lishmos B'Shviyas. That's exactly what we do during our days and during our years. Uvachein lo yisparet ha'inyan la'olam mibein einenu tamid. It'll never leave our eyes. V'ukinyan sh'anam otziyan yimei ha'shavua b'sheishas yimei ha'vod av yom menucha. We always have 6 days and then one. Maybe he's alluding to the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, let's say somebody wakes up on a desert island and he has no idea when Shabbos is. No idea. So what does he do? It's a machlokas. Machlokas. But either way, he has to count a group of seven. Either that day is Shabbos, then he counts 6 weekdays, and then Shabbos 6 weekdays, or he starts with Sunday. 6 days and then Shabbos, 6 days and then Shabbos. But either way, that's a machlokas, depending on what you, the Gemara there gives the reasons, the beginning of Kol Gadol. But that is, you have to have this cycle in order to always constantly remind us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and he is the one that created and is still in control. That is why, besides the other asay in Kisisa of not working the land, that's a positive, not working the land, besides the los asays, besides that, kidei sheyizkar ha'adam, it's so that a person remembers, and this is all number one, Ki ha'aretz shemotzia elav ha'peiros b'chashana v'shana, the land that is motzi peiros to me, lo b'kocha v'skulasa totziosam, is not doing it because it's natural. It's natural for a land to give out its fruit. I work it, of course, it comes out. Ki yesh adon aleha v'al adoneha. There is a master. There is the one above, as we always like to quote, Mother Nature has a father. Mother Nature doesn't work alone. Ukeshehu chafetz hu mitzave elav lahafkiram. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu usually says, okay, I'll cause it to grow. But here, he says, you have to get rid of it. You have to make it ownerless so that everybody else could, so that you could recognize that I'm really the one in charge. Look, so all we have to do, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, where we know the source of Shisa Sidrei Mishnah, the Seder Zraim, which is all about planting, is learned that from the word emunas. Why? Because Tosfos there quotes. Because a farmer has emuna. You plant, you don't even know what's going to happen. It's not up to us. In Eretz Yisrael, it's very easy. There's no rain, nothing grows. There is rain, everything grows. It's all Talia HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So somebody once said recently, I saw that in Egypt, they dive into the Nile. Right? They face down. Yadus, we face up. In Eretz Yisrael, face up, a face towards the rain. But that's what we realize. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. That is all number one. Reason for Shemitah, Tam HaMitzvah, is to teach us that lesson. Number two, Va'od Yesh To'elus Nimsa B'davar Liknos Bazeh Midas HaVatronis. Number two is to teach us that even before we get to number two, I wanted to read the Lashon of Rabbeinu Bachai. Part of it is quoted in the footnotes here. Rabbeinu Bachai, at the beginning of Parshas Bahar, also discusses Shemitah, and he says, Kadesh Kidesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaShvi'i B'yamim U'B'shanim U'B'shmitas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified the seventh day, year, and cycle of years. And that's Shabbos and Shemitah and Yovel. And he ends off, the klal ha'inyan hu, she'eino rashoil yenho b'sadeo v'karmo minhag adon klal. You can't act like a master in your field always. Ela she'yiyu kol peirosav hefker l'kol ha'olam, v'she'yizka b'em afilu hedyot sh'bisrael kamohu. Anybody could come get it. V'lakak tzifta ha'tar mitzvah zu she'yikol miniyam emshala v'ha'adon she'betachtonim b'teilam b'avodas ha'aretz. Nobody acts like a bala bias this year. That's the message of Shemitah. To realize, a lot of times we sit at our homes and we have a lot of guests over. We're sitting at the head of the table and we feel like we're the host, we're the bala bias. At one point, every couple of years, we have to remember that we're not the bala bias. Even if we have our homes, even if we have everything, we have to let go. Kedei sheyizbonin ha'adam b'libo, ki ein ikar ha'adnus v'hamemshala, ela la'adon ha'kol baruch hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Okay, that is number one. Number two, I started to read, is to teach us the midah of vatronus, the midah of always sharing and giving. Ki ein nediv kenosein mi b'li tikva el agamol. The ultimate giver is somebody who gives without wanting to get anything in return. If I give a present to somebody, so you know what? Maybe I want to get something back in return. Even if I give tzedakah to somebody, I want him to feel indebted to me. There might be some ulterior motive. I want to get my plaque on the wall. But when I'm just mafkir something and whoever wants to come can take it, then it's ultimately I have nothing planned. I have no ulterior motive. That's similar, not exactly similar to the chesed shel emes. As we know, burying someone is called chesed shel emes because there's nothing in return that you want from this person. Maybe you want from everybody else. I'm helping to bury them and they should bury the person doing it. But that is the ultimate in giving without a tashlum gmul in mind. That is number two, to teach a person the midah of vatronis. Number three is not quoted here, but I'll quote to you from the Rambam quotes this idea of Shemitah. Again, many jump on the Rambam that this can't be the only reason the Rambam thinks. The Rambam writes the Moreh Nevuchim because it's to give you a chance to let the lands lie fallow because it's good for the land to take a rest every so often. It's good for the land, so you don't work it, and then the following year it'll give you even more. So people don't like that. That's in the world of nature. You need a mitzvah for that. Okay, but that's an idea that is quoted. The fourth reason, though, the third one here quoted in the Chinuch, is to teach people bitachon. Like the mashal I gave before, imagine opening up your bank account to whoever wants to come. That's what we're doing here. That's what we're doing. We're letting anybody take. The level of bitachon that is required to do this is unbelievable. Ki kol amotziim levavo laseis ulahafkir laolam kol gudule karkaosa for a whole year umalumat bekachu v'kol mishpacha lo tachazik bo laolam midas akilas harbiv lo miyat habitachon. It'll ultimately prove and help a person in his bitachon. And the Klal Yakar, the beginning of Bahar, also expands on this last idea. Lahashrish as Yisrael b'midas ha'emuna v'bitachon b'Hashem, and they should realize it wasn't kochem v'otzem yadam that asa et ha'chayil hazeh. Okay, those are different reasons and ideas behind the ta'am ha'mitzvah. The Birchas Chinuch here basically has one idea. He has a chakira, which is discussed by earlier in the Achronim, and nafkaminis. Going back in the Os Aleph of the Menchas Chinuch, starting with the second paragraph, Ani Mesupik, says the Menchas Chinuch, this mitzvah is about making ownerless your field. Is that what we would call, in the language of the Achronim, is that achi of akarkafta de gavra, or akarkafta de karka? Meaning, does the hefker happen automatically? Whether I want to or not, during Shemitah, my land is ownerless. I could put up barbed wire fences, I could stand there with dogs, making sure people don't come in, but it doesn't matter. My land is hefker. If there's a way that somebody could get in and take it, they could take it. And you know what? It's pater from Trumas and Maestris, because that's the halacha in Shemitah. Because it's hefker, it's pater from Trumas. It's not mine! Is that how we should look at it? That's what this mitzvah basically is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. It's like Shabbos. Shabbos is Mekodesh even if I don't do anything, but I have a mitzvah to add to my sanctity. But here it's Hefker, what I do. I'm supposed to then let the Aniyim come get in. Maybe if I put up a brick wall so that I'm not letting them take it, and that's a partial bitul of the Aseh because I'm not letting it happen, but really it happens automatically. Or no way. Really the mitzvah is to be mafkir. And you have to be mafkir, and you have to have it in mind. And if I have no intention to be mafkir and make it ownerless, it's not hefker. And maybe even I'd be chayav and chumas and maestris. How do we understand hefker? That's his shayla. Iya mitzvah akar kafta de gavrahu. Is it on the head of a person? Derachmana tzivo lahafkir peirosa b'shvias. Hashem told me to be mafkir my peiros. Umechuyav l'kayim lahafkir, and I have to do it. Via mafkir hareza hefker. And if I did it, wonderful. Avalim eino mafkir, eino mufkar. And if I didn't do it, it's not hefker. Unahid overall, I say, yes, I'm violating this mitzvah. Mikol makom, eino hefker, rak overall, geres Hashem yisparach. It's not, I didn't do it. Yes, I'm a bad guy, and I'm a ganef, and I'm not doing what Hashem told me to do. But it's still not hefker. Or, skip a couple of lines, O Dilma, hefker zayn srichem abaylam lahafkir. No, I'm going to have to do it. Rak wafkata demalka, as it's called. It's the kata of the melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it hefker. Shehu memela hefker. Rock im no karma over lasezu. If you lock up your field, you're violating the mitzvah, but at root, it is hefker. So this is, he quotes it, it says a chakira, but he quotes, this is known as a machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. Or the Beis Yosef and the Maharit. The Beis Yosef in his Avkas Rochel. Rabbi Yosef Kairo with his Shuvis. That Hashem will be there the Shabbos. At his kever in Tzfat, so Rabbi Yosef Kairo's Sefer Shuvis Avkas Rochel, he says clearly that it's a avkaf or kakafta de gavra. The person is not mafkirit, then he did not fulfill the mitzvah. It's not hefker. That's what the Avkas Rochel. And he argues on the Mabit, who earlier, and the Maharit, the Mabit's son. This is all quoted in the next paragraph of the Minchas Chinuch. Quotes the Maharit, he quotes the Avkas Rochel. All this is a machlokes between them. How do you look at this mitzvah of Shemitah? The Rambam Shita is not clear what the Rambam holds. In the Mitzvah HaMelech, Rabbi Sement has a discussion of what the Rambam's sheet is, because if you look in the Mitzvah, he says, Shetzivanu Lahafkir. Sounds like, it's our, like the Beis Yosef says, Akakafta de Gavra. You have to be Mafkirit. Mashmash HaMitzvah Yakakafta de Gavra. Vimlofkiru Bavatala Sei. But the problem is, if you look in Ilcha Shemitah, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Sei LaHashmit, Kol Mashatotzi Haaretz Bishvias, the Kol HaNoel Karmon, whoever locks his field, violates the Mitzvah. Why does he say that? It should be even less. Anybody who's not mafkirit, it shouldn't have to go as whoever closes the gate. So he's not sure. So he comes up with a middle approach. He says maybe the Rambam holds that you have to make the field equal for everybody. Mitzvah he sheyehe akol shoven. He proves it from other Rambams. Ubala sade lo yino ka bailim. Me'ata yishlomer de'etzam hefker lo avi mitzvah. Va'mitzvah yirak sheyehe akol shoven. Ela de ha'ofen she'osen sheyehe akol shoven u'yadei sheyefkirenu. If you can figure out other ways to make it equal for everybody to take, it also wouldn't be a bittul of the essays. That's a discussion in the Mitzvah HaMelech. But the Minchas Chinuch himself quotes three nafkaminas. Number one, what about women? Are women obligated in this mitzvah? Are women obligated? If you look at the end of the Chinuch, he says yes. The paragraph we didn't get up to yet, he says, no, Hegas, Mitzchamer, Nekevas, Beretz Yisrael, Bovad. The end of the Chinuch, he says yes, but you look at the Minchas Chinuch in the next paragraph, he says maybe it's totally in our Chakira. If it's our Kakafta de Gavra, if it's on the person, then this is a Mrs. Aseishas Mangrama. Unless you say it's connected to the Los Aseis. But it's about, there's no source to tell the extra Rebut to say they're included. So Lachor, there'd be Pturos. Mashenken, if you say it's our Kafta de Malka, Kodesh Baruch Hu does it, so then maybe you would say that women would be included as well. Number one, Nafkamina. Or he says, at the bottom left of the page, what about if a Katan has land? Chereshot of a Katan, a Yarshan land, and he's an orphan. So is that Hefker? So if it's our Katza Gavra, a Katan can't be Mafkir, a Katan can't, we don't try Katan La Bardas. So maybe the land of a Hefker is not the land of a Katan, is not Hefker. Mashaykin, if it's a Katza Demalka, it's automatic. It's automatic. So even the land of a Chereshot of a Katan would be included. He goes another Nafkabin at the end, Meshumar, cloak that up, but let's go back for a minute to the Chinuch. Right? We have two more points that we need to mention, important points. Next paragraph. We're going to skip the Midini HaMitzvah for now. Benoheges. Bizachar be'ed kavas be'eretz Yisrael bovad. The mitzvah applies to men and women only in Eretz Yisrael. Ubizman she Yisrael shom. When the Jews are there, shenemar aleha. Ki savu ela aretz. As it says. Umi derabana noheges afilu bizman hazeh ba'aretz dafka. Nowadays, Shemitah is derabanan, says the Chinuch clearly. This is a huge, huge issue with an obvious ramification of the Hetah Mechira. During Shemitah, one of the major issues is, what is the status of Shemitah Bizman Hazeh? Is it Daraisa, is it Darabanan? There are other issues as well, but one of them is this issue. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch, at the end, in Oz Beis, he quotes that from Pashas Arambam, many Achron in the Kesef Mishnah assumes that maybe the Rambam holds Shemitah Bizman Hazeh as being Daraisa, not like the Chinuch here, but that is a very important issue that one needs to focus on in a halacha l'maisa way. Number one. Number two, there is an aspect of Shemitah that is not counted as a separate mitzvah aseh da'araisa by Rov HaRishonim, and that is Bior Peros Shvius. There is a time after, let's say I have fruit of Shvius in my house. There is a mitzvah that we'll talk about hopefully one day that the Ramban adds of eating Peros Shvius. But there is a certain time of the year when the fruit is not available anymore in the field to the animals, and therefore I have to get it out of my house. That's called Bior Peros Shvius. The question is, what is Bior Peros Shvius? So we have to discuss it here because no other, it's not counted in the Chinuch or in the Rambam. So that's a three-way machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah says, you know what Bior Peros Shvius is? Destroying Peros Shemitah. Destroying it. At a certain time, you eat it. At a certain time, when it's no longer available in the field, you have to destroy it. You have to burn it. The Ravid there says, no. Maybe at a later point you burn it, but you don't burn it right away. We're not going to go into the Ravid. He's not as crucial right now. The Ramban, though, the Ramban in Parshas Bahar, that's what we hold. We hold like the Ramban. The Ramban there says, you know what Bior Peros Shvius is? Hefker. You have to put out your fruit. You're allowed to take a basic amount of fruit into your house to eat. You're allowed to pick fruit and bring it into your house. You can't sell it, you can't do business with it, but you can bring it into your house to eat it. Says the Ramban, but when you get to the time, the Zman HaBior, and different fruits, there are charts during Shemitah, or the year after Shemitah, when the Bior takes place. I remember the wine. It was after I was at Baruch Hashem living in Eretz Yisrael already, so the time for wine was the same day of Birchas HaChama. It was Erev Pesach. The last time Birchas HaChama happened, everybody put their wine out on the street. Whoever wanted to take the wine could take wine. Later on, a half an hour later, you could go back and take your wine. But the mitzvah, and we paskin like the Ramban, not like the Rambam, the mitzvah is to make it ownerless, make the fruit ownerless. Where is this mitzvah? So some say it's part of this mitzvah, our mitzvah today. Just like it's to make your land hefker, so too the beer Paris later on is included in this mitzvah. Sheyachal Paris achar zman mibeiso wahaf kiran. Language of the Ramban. V'hu bir shviyas sheskiru chachamim b'chol makom. V'eino inyan sheyach Paris achar zman abir asurin b'hano b'achila v'yemuchulav la'abdon. Don't think like the Rambam says. V'loma loman chachamim Paris shviyas loman an esrav loman an ekbar in the Mishnah. The end of Tamura has a whole list. What do you have to burn? What do you have to bury? This isn't there. No, you have to be mafkirit. That is what we hold, not to destroy it. Anyway, this is a very important mitzvah. We'll get to talk about Shemitah at other times as well in the future. Okay, we'll stop here.